VA says the number of complex claims it receives from veterans, those that involve multiple medical issues, is growing every year. The number of issues in an average claim went up 31% in just the last 2 years. The department attributes the rise in part to major positive medical advances during the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Injuries that would have been fatal in past eras are now survivable. To handle those claims, the Veterans Benefits Administration decided to create three specialized lanes so that relatively simple cases could be processed quickly and complicated ones would be tackled by VBA's most experienced staff. But according to audits by the department's inspector general, VA has a persistently high error rate with those complex claims. In one category, the IG examined, traumatic brain injury, VA personnel made errors in 31% of cases in 2011. VA then made some improvements to its quality assurance process, but during a follow-up inspection during the last year, the error rate was still 29%. Sandra McCauley, the Deputy Assistant IG for Audits and Evaluations, says she's concerned that so many of the department's regional offices are out of compliance with VA policy.
Specifically, in response to our May 2011 report, VBA began requiring second signature reviews of all TBI claims until raters demonstrate 90% accuracy in TBI claims processing. However, in FY 2013, we saw only slight improvement since our first cycle of inspections. 12 VAROs remained non-compliant in processing TBI claims for two consecutive inspections. Half of the errors were due to VARO staff using inadequate medical exams to rate TBI claims.
VA disputes the error rates. By the department's math, it completed 92% of all TBI claims accurately during fiscal year 2013. Tom Murphy, the director of VBA's compensation service, says the disagreement has to do in part with different measurements for accuracy. He says the IG is more concerned about staff compliance with VA policy. The department's own numbers measure only whether the decision on a claim was ultimately correct.
If you varied from the process, but you got the benefit entitlement decision right, I will not call that one an error, however the IG will. But there's something more important that you need to hear, and it's a quote from the IG report, which says, "We sample claims we consider at higher risk of processing errors. Thus, these results do not represent the overall accuracy of disability claims processing at this VA regional office." My point is this. The IG, by design, targets a specific subset of known high errors. If you take that number and extrapolate it out to say the entire regional office is this way, it's not an accurate representation of the sum of work for that regional office.
But McCauley says process is important in and of itself. She says even if a claims adjudicator comes up with the right answer without following policy, in the case of one particular decision, missteps like not gathering proper medical evidence or properly developing a case file could have long-lasting repercussions for a veteran.
Sometimes the benefits entitlement might be correct for the moment, but sometimes there are errors that are made that could have potential impact on benefits down the road. Future benefits for the veteran. So we look at the totality of the claims processing exercise.
Murphy also says the IG report is more a reflection of past errors and not the progress it's made within just the past 90 days. He says the department has ratcheted up its emphasis on giving specialized training to staff to work on especially complicated disability cases like TBI, military sexual trauma, and post-traumatic stress. That training, he says, clearly makes a difference.
We did a consistency study the first week of August, and we broke it down with six questions that were sent out to all people. This one happened to be on diabetes. And what we did is we broke it down by lanes. We broke it down for the quality review teams, for the STAR staff, and I laid all of the different segmented populations of work lanes. And by a long shot, meaning in the mid-high 90% range, the special operations lane got those questions right at a much higher percentage, at the 93, 94% rate, where the average for the total population was in the mid-80s. The point being that the higher experience level, the better education, the more training that we're doing with those individuals is yielding better results, more consistent results of higher quality. At the same time, we're concentrating those more trained, more experienced people on the most complex conditions that we're dealing with.
Also, Murphy says, VA has just started tracking its claims staff past mistakes by looking at data points like the types of cases that are most often reversed by the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims and adjusting accordingly.
In determining the training that we're doing, the types of training that we're doing, where we're spending our effort, where the errors, the high concentration of errors are, I use that data every single day to determine exactly what training I need to be doing, where I need to be concentrating it, even down to the regional office level. And by tracking and looking at errors at an issue-based level, which we started doing more than a year ago at this point, I now have the ability to go in and say TBI is a high error rate in a particular regional office and target just the raters that work TBI. As an example.
Ronald Abrams, an executive director at the National Veterans Legal Services Program, agrees training is important, but he says there are structural issues VA needs to address too. He says the process by which the department gives employees credit for making claims decisions creates huge incentives for them to work quickly and to arrive at decisions before they have all the evidence before them.
The VA work measurement system, which encourages people to prematurely adjudicate claims, has to be overhauled, even if Congress has to pass a law. The VA needs more people to work these claims. In spite of electronic this and lanes and all the other things the VA is trying to do, which is a good thing, they don't have enough people. They need more people to work the claims.
Abrams pointed to a managerial culture he says exists in VA's regional offices that stresses the notion that claims have to get out the door as quickly as possible in order to cut back the department's claims backlog. He says that's counterproductive because substandard work guarantees that the veteran's going to be frustrated, will likely appeal the claim, and it'll wind up back in the department's workload all over again.
Many VA managers that we've met on our travels, unfortunately, act like they are producing widgets rather than adjudicating claims filed by real people. Their goal should not be prompt adjudication. The goal should be a timely, accurate, and fair adjudication, which in the long run, not in the short run, is the best way to finally adjudicate claims and reduce the backlog.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.